Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Mom Donnie wants to be pals with Trump.
What?
Come on.
It sounds like something I would make up, but in this instance, no. I am not making it up.
Okay.
Let me milk the chickens here. 8:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. And Zoran Mamdani says he'll reach out to Trump before taking office. This is a relationship that will be critical, he said. Wow.
All right.
Will he use the red courtesy phone? The direct line.
Wow.
Mayor-elect Mamdani confirmed Tuesday he will reach out to President Trump before taking office New Year's Day, telling NBC New York in an interview that the relationship between City Hall and the White House will be critical to the success of the city. Wow.
That's interesting.
It's a pretty smart move, but will it undo the damage that was done on election night when Mamdani came out very, very strong against Trump specifically?
He did.
As though he were running against him. He wasn't. Last time I checked, there's a lot of people on that ballot, but Trump was not a name that was on it. But yet, he really made the case. He basically, to me, kind of picked a fight with him. Now, is he trying to do damage control? Yeah, he probably talked to somebody high up in the mayor's office that understands how financial stuff works and what controls the feds may or may not have over a substantial amount of money. Once Mamdani was informed that the amount could be quite substantial and that Trump could make it difficult to get his grubby commie paws on it, then all of a sudden he's singing a different tune. Yeah. Mamdani, who's 34 years old, didn't specify when he would contact the administration, but he did say he would be proactive as he tries to thwart Trump's hardline immigration and crime policies. Look, Trump is trying to make life better for the people in New York. That's why he's going after crime. That's why he's going after illegals. And Mamdani should welcome him with open arms, but Mamdani in his speech, his victory speech, this is a city it's made by immigrants, built by immigrants.
Oh, yeah.
Run by immigrants.
We heard the whole thing.
It's all about immigrants. The rest of you might as well leave.
Pretty much.
Oh, no, wait. Some of you idiots stay and pay for us immigrants.
Yeah, because we got to raise your taxes.
If President Trump wants to speak about lowering the cost of living or delivering cheaper groceries like he ran on in 2024, I'm here to have that conversation. Later adding that he would tell the commander-in-chief, quote, I'm here to work for the benefit of everyone that calls the city home, and that wherever there's a possibility for working together toward that end, I'm ready. And if the administration's policies are to the expense of those New Yorkers, I will fight.
This sounds like a whole different speech and a whole different person.
It really does, doesn't it? Well, I think somebody started to show this young man the kind of the lay of the land and saying, yeah, you probably don't really want to pick a fight with Trump. You might not agree with him on a whole host of issues and policies, but just to out and out pick because Trump punches back.
Oh, yeah.
And usually twice as hard.
Uh-huh.
So he might have to learn this lesson the hard way. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was actually ahead of the mayoral election where Trump threatened to withhold federal money from New York City and execute a federal takeover if the communist Mamdani was voted in.
Well.
In his first comment since the Democratic Socialist victory, the president slightly softened his tone, saying last week, well, I hope it works out for New York and we'll help him a little bit. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Mamdani also revealed in Tuesday's interview that he has consulted with Governor Kathy Hochul about how to respond to Trump's occasional threats and frequent public attacks.
Okay.
What do I do? How do I deal with this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, I guess you got to maybe learn to get along a little bit. Like their philosophies and stuff, their policies are in 180 degrees in opposition. Now, Mamdani, I don't know what he has accomplished in his life, but I mean, you know, Trump built things. Well, he built an empire.
Yep.
And yeah, if Mamdani thinks he can go toe to toe with Trump, he's got as my friends in Judas Priest would say, you got another thing coming.
Yes, he does.
You got another thing coming. I gave a gold medal to the IOC because they're getting ready to ban men identifying as women from all female Olympic events.
As they should. Hello.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
There is a difference between men and women. Wow.
But our I think some of the politicians.
How
still
old
don't
do you
know.
Think you were when you figured that out?
Pretty young.
Pretty young.
Pretty young.
Yeah. Pretty young. Long before you even knew what things were for.
Exactly.
You kind of knew. All right. So the International Olympic Committee is set to ban men who identify as women from all female Olympic sporting events. According to a report came out in the Times, UK, the IOC is preparing to announce it early next year officially. The likely announcement comes on the heels of the IOC scientific study of the physical advantage that transgender women have over natural-born women. And the results of the study were delivered by medical and scientific director Dr. Jane Thornton on November 10th in a closed-door meeting with IOC officials. Look, I don't know how many studies have been done, but I know there have been several. They measure the strength of a male versus a female and all of that. And it doesn't matter even if the born male does hormone therapy and lowers testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. They still have a notable strength advantage.
But did we really need a study or studies to tell us this? Not really.
Not at all.
No, it's kind of a common sense, just look around you kind of thing.
But you know what it did? It gave an opportunity to boards and groups like the IOC have like a fallback, an excuse, or whatever. Hey, look, we're not personally really involved in this. We just looked at the science.
Oh,
right. Follow the science.
Yeah.
And since it works to the benefit of really of everybody, really.
Yeah.
So they'll go ahead and that's the policy that they'll go with. Yeah. Which changes what they previously had. Yeah. All right. Many are celebrating the coming rules change. You know, sometimes you just do something because it's the right thing to do. But that doesn't happen so often these days, does it?
Not like it used to.
8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Might as well jump up and down. Do some jumping jacks. Whew. Anything to get the blood flowing on a very chilly morning, my friends. Woo, it's nipply out there.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, by the way. It is 8:20. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So we've talked about judges out of control can affect things that the president has ordered, right? Now, listen to this. A Biden-appointed federal judge in Chicago says he's considering forcing immigration officials to release thousands of the illegal migrants that Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested during its Operation Midway Blitz.
These judges. Oh, that's all I can say.
U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Cummings claims he intends to provide equitable relief by ordering the Department of Homeland Security to release any criminal already on ankle monitors or other court-ordered monitoring programs. Wait a second. If they were adhering to said programs, mm-hmm. Your Honor, we wouldn't have had to pick them up.
Yeah.
We picked them up because they were outside of where they were supposed to be based on having an ankle bracelet on.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pro-migrant activists claim that ICE and DHS are violating a so-called consent decree that limits how agents can make warrantless arrest of criminal illegal migrants. The decree was signed in 2022 when Joe Biden's deputies agreed to accept curbs drafted by the ACLU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we see who's muddling up things.
Let me tell you how old I am, Craig.
Yeah.
I remember when the ACLU actually defended people's civil rights.
That's right.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
And maybe I'm not that old. Maybe it happened way before my time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Judges allow dissent decrees to bind future administrations. Now, this guy, Judge Cummings, he was appointed to the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois by Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. Or an auto pen did it. I don't know.
You never know.
is now reportedly set to speak out on those supposed violations after he ruled that agents had gone against the decree. ICE reportedly agreed to the conditions of the decree, including a predetermination if a targeted individual is in the country illegally and whether they're a flight risk. Activist lawyers say that federal officers have violated their agreement. Here, once again, we've got these people working overtime to find a way to make America more dangerous and less law-abiding. That's what they're doing. They're working overtime. Where the average American, when you break the law, you shouldn't be shocked if you get arrested. You shouldn't be shocked if you're detained for a period of time. And if the crime is bad enough and you're convicted of it, you're going to go away for a while, separating you from your family.
But they say, but the lefties just have this whole fit about separating criminals from their family. Well, I mean, except when it's American citizens.
Right.
I mean, you know,
that's the thing is, once again, they're putting illegals ahead of American citizens. It's what they're doing. Immigrant activist Mark Fleming claims that as many as 3,000 migrants have been arrested against the terms of the decree, which makes you ask the question, if 3,000 were arrested in violation of the decree, allegedly, how many were arrested overall? They couldn't have all been violations of that decree, which makes you wonder. This is one city in America, and there's thousands and thousands that they've picked up.
Don't these judges sound a little authoritarian, overriding federal officers with decrees? Just a thought.
Did you say authoritarian?
Well, I did, actually.
They call you what they are. That's precisely right. They try to tell everybody that Donald Trump is the authoritarian. Uh-huh. The authoritarian looking out for the citizens of the United States, first and foremost. But I guess some people are shocked. They didn't get some of his speeches where he said, make America great again. Mm-hmm. America's number one. Put America first. All of that.
How'd they miss all that? I mean, dude, there was hats and everything, dude. Come on. Really?
They were going to their Antifa meetings.
Oh, they
That's
missed
how
they
that.
Missed
That's
that
how
out.
They missed that. It's insane.
It is.
Let's see. Trisha McLaughlin, what is she saying? She's DHS. She's like Assistant Secretary. Well, that's exactly what she is. Not like it. She is. She's debunked rumors that the Trump administration is shutting down immigration enforcement actions in Chicago. On Monday, CBS News posted a story that claimed U.S. Border Patrol official Gregory Bovino and his agents are set to leave Chicago after leading the charge in Operation Midway Blitz. But by Tuesday, McLaughlin took to her X account to shut down that rumor. We aren't leaving Chicago. She went on to note that crime has plummeted in Chicago since Operation Midway Blitz. Since the start of Operation Midway Blitz in Chicago, homicides are down 16%. Shootings are down 35%.
Wow.
Robberies are down 41%. And carjackings, which is a huge problem there, are down 48%, and transit crime is down 20%.
That's amazing.
Those are substantial numbers. That is making a real difference. Think about the people that would be victimized if not for Operation Midway Blitz. The assistant secretary's message comes on the heels of weeks of efforts by Democrat-appointed federal judges, which we just talked about, to try to micromanage the administration's immigration policies in Chicago. I just told you about one district court last week. U.S. District Court Judge Sarah Ellis was slapped down by the 7th U.S. Court of Appeals after she attempted to force Customs and Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino to report to her every single morning about his actions. Yeah, so, Your Honor, first thing I did was I got up and made myself a cup of joe. And then I went on and, Your Honor, you don't want all the details? Are you sure?
Move on past that particular stop.
Yeah, well, she's talking, so why wouldn't he be talking?
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Greg?
Oh, well, you know what you're saying, Rob. We know.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to make it a happy hump day, Trump day. Chilly start. Layer up. Stay warm. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
A35 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Greg Cassidy is here. Trend to disband police, and a Fetterman rejects a lecture from the extreme Democrats.
Ooh.
More to come on that. But right now, we need to hook up with the commish. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson joins us. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Things are great.
Hey, it's always good to hear from you. Understand you're celebrating a brand new interdiction station. Tell me about that, and tell me what precisely these interdiction stations do.
Well, we're very proud of our interdiction stations and the work that we do. When semis or agricultural products come through, or trucks and trailers come through our state of Florida, they have to stop at those interdiction stations. And what are inspections for? In simple as, we check for drugs, bugs, and thugs, right? And so we've got some major holes in that northern border where ag law does most of our work as a force multiplier for law enforcement. We're doing a groundbreaking today on 231, which is a major highway coming out, I believe, from Alabama that's been open. So if you're some of the bad guys, they might go there. And then there's probably 8 or 10 other arterial roads that come in from the north that do not have interdiction stations. We are building pullover lanes there. We now have roving ag law in those areas. So just because it's going to take a year to get this finished doesn't mean that it's okay to come through there. We have roving ag deputies there now, checking trucks and things that come in. And just to give you an example, one example, in the last 2 years, we have found over 400 stolen semi-trailers at our interdiction stations. We have found many other things. We've arrested several people that were wanted for murder, other criminals. We've done a lot of things at those interdiction stations. We've returned a lot of loads of produce and things of that nature that were not suitable to come into the state of Florida. And so we do a lot of those interdiction stations, but we're now tightening the noose, if you will, on that northern border. And we're thankful to the legislature for giving us the resources to do so.
I got to tell you that, honestly, that has to be a huge job of trying to control, you know, what's coming into the state of Florida, you know, and when you're talking about all these different products, the possibility that they have, you know, foreign parasites or something. And also we had a smuggling bust recently with like Chinese nationals bringing trying to bring things in like bio warfare type stuff. We've talked about it before, but recently there was a couple of more busts. You know, how much do you think you're going to have to try to defend against that when it comes to Florida highways?
All of the above, Bob, and it's very important to know that the federal government handles the ports. So they interdict things at the ports. We interdict them at the border, which is our northern border primarily. And then there are other state resources that handle offshore even. We've got the Coast Guard working with state law enforcement is handling those areas. So this is a very important aspect of protecting, not only protecting agriculture, but just protecting our citizenry in general from these criminals that are coming in, you know, into our state. And I really appreciate Colonel Adams's work here. When I became Commissioner of Agriculture almost 3 years ago now, he came in with me, and he has done an amazing job not only of getting an additional law enforcement and additional equipment, training, and things that we need to make sure that we are really being the force multiplier that ag law was meant to be all along. So we're very proud of that. And just to give you another example of interior bust, we had a major bust. We talked about one several months ago at a Home Depot with breakers and fire detectors that were being sold to out-of-state contractors. We had several Lithuanians, crime ring that was stealing power tools, stealing the lithium batteries out of them, and then returning that equipment back to Home Depot for a refund. And if they didn't pick up on the fact that the lithium battery had been stolen, then obviously there was about $1 million in theft there. We broke that ring up last week before last. And that's how ag law is working again, just to be that force multiplier. When we take down these types of criminals, when we take down fuel theft, and we've done many of those in the last year and a half, we've got the right technology, we've got the right training, we've got the right men and women at ag law that's running those divisions. And they're really, ag law is doing an amazing job for the state of Florida. I love to brag about them because not many people realize that we have an ag law and what a high level of detail they do to help keep us safe.
Wow, that is huge. Another major bust that you're a big part of. We appreciate that. Let me ask you about this, and we've talked about this before, of enemy ownership of land, like farmland and things like that. Now, wasn't there a recent appeals court ruling?
There was, Bob, and just to remind everybody, 3 years ago in my first farm bill, we put in there that our foreign enemies could no longer buy agriculture land in the state of Florida and around our sensitive installation. So it was a double. And I immediately got sued as the Commissioner of Agriculture to block that ruling. There were some Chinese nationalists that blocked it, and there was a partial blocking of that law. So, the two that brought the suit could own their land, but not anyone else going forward. Well, the appellate court decided just last week that law would be upheld. We were very confident that the appellate court would see it our way as the state of Florida. We are not going to let our foreign enemies buy land here in the state of Florida. We're very, very proud of that appellate court decision. There's only one more place for that to go, to the Supreme Court. And we're very confident that if we go to the Supreme Court, that we will prevail there. And again, I just wish the rest of the country, I wish Congress would go in and do its job and pass a ban on foreign enemies owning land in here in the state of Florida. And the land that they own today should be surplus back into farming American family farmers' hands. And it's a disgrace what our foreign enemies were able to do out mostly through the Midwest, in and around a lot of our very sensitive military installations. And our federal government should take action to prohibit that.
It is sad in a way that the federal government would have to or should take action. To me, once you put this law out there, it would seem like governors from states all over would reach out to try to do a very similar bill in their states. But I guess that's not the case, is it?
Well, no, there are several states that have followed Florida's lead on this area. But you need a 50-state solution to this one. You need the federal government to act. President Trump has done an executive order, but, of course, that can expire as soon as he's no longer president. We need the Congress to come in and act against those foreign enemies, because the truth of the matter is, whether they're stealing our food production and our valuable farmland, that's number one. Number two, we spend over decades trillions and trillions of dollars, maybe a trillion annually now, on our military. And you can buy one piece of land out by some of those very sensitive military installations and see exactly what's going on for pennies on the dollar. And so not only is it a major espionage issue, but clearly agriculture is a national security issue. And we have got to protect our ag land and our military installations from for known foreign enemies. And it's a fact, and it's just something that it should be a layup for Congress to be able to take care of that.
One would think. I just remember here comes the pig flu, and then all of a sudden you've got major pork producers selling out to Chinese entities. It's like interesting how those happen in a kind of a 1-2 step. The same thing could be happened with ag and regular farming agriculture.
100%, Bob, and these are not conspiracy theorists. These are real things. I think of Smithfield Foods. We're in a pandemic, and Chinese companies own very large portions of our manufacturing and our agricultural products, and we have not taken that serious enough at the federal government. I love our congressmen that love to come down and say how they're going to fix everything. The state of Florida has led on these issues. If they took the Florida blueprint and just mimic that as far as freedoms for this country, and they could do it. We have the majorities in both chambers, and we have a president of the United States prepared to do it. They just have to actually do their jobs.
Well, if tariffs fall under a national security type issue, certainly everything that you're talking about would as well. That's why we always appreciate the conversation. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob.
All right. Always my pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you again. Ag, obviously, huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge in Florida. Very, very important. And important to everybody who likes to eat.
Well, and we do on the Bob Rose Show.
Indeed, we do.
We do.
It's 8:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got plenty more to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Still a chilly start to the morning. We're going to trend upward, though, toward the weekend. And we're going to be back to normal temperatures in another day or so. So, enjoy the chilly stuff while you can. One of the 12, 15 days you can use your fireplace. So,
yeah.
Get to it. Make sure it's safe to operate, though. Things change. In the months, squirrels find places, birds, yep. Who knows?
Oh, I opened that damper first, just saying.
Yeah.
You'll know quickly if you forgot.
Yeah. Yes. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Hey, Trenton, the city of Trenton, which is located in Gilchrist County, they've decided that they don't need those stinking cops no more.
What?
It wasn't like that.
Okay, good.
No, they have disbanded their police department. In favor of road pavement, repavement, construction, what have you. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of interesting, although...
I mean, they all got guns in Trenton. Come on.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this will add to the duties of the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office, even though technically they already kind of cover that area anyway.
Yeah. Right.
As part of their duties. You know, they would have at least some... a backup. We're talking about, what, four sworn officers, I believe, two part-time or something like that. And, yeah, four full-time and four part-time officers, leaving only the police chief and an administrative assistant. And maybe that's even a, I would imagine, somewhat of a temporary type thing. The city manager says that Sheriff Bobby Schultz's office will now cover calls within Trenton City limits. Some residents say that safety shouldn't be sacrificed. This report from WCJB, a resident, Tom Rittenhouse, said that he asked dozens of his neighbors what they thought about the decision. Every single one of them wanted to keep the local police force. He says city leaders ignored those concerns. The message sent by the Trenton city government is, in the mayor's own words, she didn't care about those signatures and the 100% desire to keep our department. She was going to do what she wanted to do, and that's the way she pushed the others to vote. Now, commissioners pointed to proposed state budget restrictions that could lower property taxes but prevent cities from partially reducing law enforcement spending, forcing Trenton to dissolve the department completely to balance its books. The repaving loan will last 20 years, and city officials are saying, look, this is the only way forward. The change will go into effect immediately. That's
you're gonna pay for 20 again. I'm not trying to be critical of anybody. I'm just thinking of how many times I've seen things repaved, you know, locally. You're gonna pay for a repaving for 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, you're basically, it's like a 20-year bond, and unfortunately, yeah, that's what a lot of municipalities are forced to do if they want these projects done.
But it won't last that long.
I mean, it depends on what you're doing. Look, these aren't major state roads or even county roads. Remember, the county would pay for the county.
Sure.
State, you know, FDOT would pay for the state roads.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you're talking about the rest of the
like city streets kind of thing,
infrastructure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that should last more than 20 years in most cases, not always. But yeah, it does. You know, it does seem a little bit.
But a lot of communities have gone that way. You know, a lot of small towns. It's easier to move some of those funds to other areas and some to the county to help them, you know, cover that a little bit better. So,
well, you just remember. Look, okay, let's use for an example Newberry.
Sure.
Okay, Newberry doesn't have, you know, local police.
Right.
But Newberry is part of Alachua County, which has a substantial law enforcement presence.
Sure,
they have a larger sheriff's office, whereas Gilchrist County, they're already stretched thin.
Yeah.
So if you get, you know, a call for service in Trenton, and some of the cops that are on that particular shift may be spread out in different areas of a pretty
That's
large
true.
County,
yeah.
their response time obviously is going to have to be, on average, much, much longer than your local popo.
Then we go back to maybe everybody should have guns if they don't already.
Yeah, they already do. So
yeah, I figured
you know, that's not necessarily going to be an issue. But, you know, I could see both sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, to start up a police force is far more expensive than to keep one that's existing going.
Right.
But it still is a substantial expense.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I mean, if you're involved in government, I mean, one of your priorities is supposed to be public safety.
Yeah.
And roads are part of that.
Absolutely.
But usually for me, it kind of starts at police
and
fire rescue.
Right.
And then the roads.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Yeah, he's a dumb desk jockey. What, come on, you know.
I'm just an uneducated white boy. What do I know?
Tina been talking about you too.
That'd be...
Yeah,
I would be flattered.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure she's mentioned.
I'd be in good company.
Yes, you would.
8:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner, my friend. So stay warm on this happy hump day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.